Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
In the case here, in the murder of Sandra Birchmore, obviously Matthew Farwell is the main person with the allegations against him. He has the charges. But there have been allegations as well. As of right now, no other charges have been made. But I know the investigation is saying if the evidence leads there, there may be more in arrest. There is still isn't an active investigation. The other allegations go against William Farwell, his brother. And again, just allegations that there may have been an inappropriate relationship there as well. The allegations that we've heard involve texting, inappropriate pictures, and just language with a child. Could go further than that. We don't know. Again, all just allegations. Also, Richard Devine, another Stoughton police officer implicated in the grooming of Birchmore. I believe Richard was actually the head of the Explorer program, if I'm correct. So right there, I mean, you have like this trifecta of people in this thing, and you're bringing kids in actively. I guess I think a lot of us want to think, when it comes to people who are grooming children and molesting children, they're acting alone. These three, if these allegations are true, kind of acting in a group setting, kind of covering for one another. Or, I mean, it almost feels like they were passing her around.
Yeah, it does.
How often is that the case where you have one person that's abusing a person and it's like there's more than one involved and they're all kind of in on it?
Yeah, I don't know how to tell how often it happens, but it certainly does happen. And particularly in a situation where you've got a power imbalance, the military, a law enforcement group, where these people really do perceive themselves as at the top of the chain, you know, that they think they can get away with it. And then they sort of embolden and empower each other in this kind of behavior. So we do know it happens. How often, I don't know, but we need to see that it stops. And there should just be the highest penalties for people who predate on kids.
Well, I mean, in Florida, yeah. I mean, I wish this happened in Florida, because then they'd be up for the death penalty. Yeah. And I fully think that that is a good idea. But a case like this, where you have this many people involved, this many people that people trust, and then you have the other ones, you have the person five, the dispatcher who informed Farwell. How much clearing house do we need to do here on something like this? Because it seems, you know, you have one person, this is the system, this is how it works. I may not have been the one that did this, but this is the procedures that they go through. I mean, anyone who touched this or anyone who had awareness of this, should all of them just be out? Maybe not charges against everyone if they just were aware but didn't do anything. I mean, to me, that feels like that needs to be the case. There needs to be like really strict, hard-handed, consequences, because this stuff just seems to continue on over and over in these departments that seem very corrupt. Notably, this is right next to Canton PD, where we know that there's a lot of issues over there with Karen Reed. Two totally separate cases, but it does show a pattern of behavior, a pattern of, you know, the whole protect the blue thing. And I just feel like that's just bullshit. And I'm sick of that term too, protect the blue. What are we protecting from? I mean, I get protect if they're like there's a wrongful accusation or someone's attacking them wrongfully in whatever situation there may be. But just to like everybody cover everything, it's called a cover up. But somehow in this universe of police, it's like it's a real noble fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody needs to go. You know, I understand there's a new police chief now.
Yeah, now.
But I would be very curious if there's an oversight committee that is going over every person involved in the Police Explorer program. Well, I think they stopped it, right? They don't have it
anymore. I believe,
there.
Yeah. I think they kind of had to say.
They did, which is good. Yeah. Let the kids, let the kids go to Boy Scouts or something. I mean, they can, you know, stay out of this messy police department. It just sounds horrible. And I agree with you. Toughest penalties for people who engage in this kind of stuff. And for the people who let it go by, you know, who don't call it out.
And that seems to be, I think, a lot of it. I mean, there just seems to be so much of that. But I mean, we see it in other areas as well. It's not to take attention off of this, but we have lived in a very passive society where things have been, well, you know, they're doing their thing. I don't want to mess up my job. I'm good over here. I'm not gonna raise the red flag, because then people feel, you know, if you're the one that's raising the red flag, you know, there can be sometimes retribution for that. There's laws against it, but it doesn't mean it doesn't happen if you're the whistleblower. But in things like this, why don't we have more of it? I mean, just your opinion. Why do we keep seeing these sort of things in these systems where it is so protected, it is so almost secretive and behind the curtain, where so many people just keep covering up for bad behavior? Why hasn't this stopped by now?
Yeah, you know, I like to think that with the power of the internet and shows like what you do, that more is being exposed. And it really makes me kind of sick to my stomach to think of how much in years past has happened that was never exposed, never brought to light. And so I like to think that the more that you expose this kind of thing, the more we demand accountability, the more you get government oversight where things are monitored very strictly, that we're going to be seeing less and less of it. And certainly the more these people come to justice, we need to do a better job at keeping these predators outside of any positions of authority or account, you know, where they don't have accountability.
Do you think it ends up bringing more to the surface and more to the light, or does it just make them dig a hole deeper and go even further and it's harder to discover them today?
Well, I think the more that is exposed in this way, where you're going to see people tried, I think that you're going to find a different attitude in the organizations where people are really going to be, you know, aware that there's accountability for their actions and for the actions of their colleagues. I think that the more exposure we see, that ultimately it's going to be better.
One can only hope. One can only hope that one would learn by example and go, this happened
not
over
good,
here.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, in the same argument, law enforcement, you have the death penalty, you have very strict penalties. It doesn't necessarily make somebody not want to go commit crimes. If you're going to seemingly go commit these crimes, people still go and commit these crimes.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.